Wednesday, March 6th. Are you guys following Idris Elba on the Instagrams? He is awesome. Obviously, Stringer Bell is where it all started. Then on to Luther, which I've actually never seen, but obviously a big success. Movies, potentially the first African-American James Bond. He's also now in the new Rock and Jason Statham offshoot series of Fast and the Furious. More importantly, the thing that interests me now, following him on Instagram recently and getting to quote-unquote know him, he's super into music and starting to produce his own stuff and is on tracks with like some famous reggae people or rappers, or, you know, I don't even know people of today, but he's out there doing his thing, about to start a clothing line. And it makes me all think back to reading last year the oral history of The Wire, and I can't relay the facts exactly as they were, because I don't recall exactly, but he was so close for the whole Stringer thing not working out. Like, he was about to go back to England and ended up getting a last minute call. Like, it was just like some crazy set of circumstances that led to him actually becoming Stringer Bell, which, if that little thing doesn't work out, you know, think about Sliding Doors, none of this happens and he doesn't get to essentially fulfill his dreams, because it's obvious that right now he's, aside from acting, which I would call his job, he's clearly doing the entrepreneurial things that he loves: music, fashion design, just like kind of being out and about, and being an all-out cool awesome dude, which it seems like he is. It just goes to show, you know, we're all one little break or moment or piece of content or conversation or meeting or chance encounter even away from something different happening. That thing could be bad. It also could be amazing. So check out Idris Elba. He's just a good follow and seems like a great dude.